Hello, fighting gamers. This is Doc Brock, and welcome to your next installment of Future Fighter Game Development. You've got the best seats in the house for this sci-fi fighting game, and this week we are going to shadowbox. Shadowboxing is one of my favorite exercises because you can use it for so many different things. In this particular instance, I'm using it as a warm-up. At the beginning here, you can see I'm moving slowly, kind of getting the joints loosened, getting the tendons loosened, getting the muscles up to temperature. This helps to prevent injury because during a motion capture session like this one, in the end, I do the moves at full speed, full tilt, full power, because I want to capture the actual techniques that I use in fighting. In this particular case, it's quite literal. Omega is the motion capture character that you're watching here. He's the size striker that fights like me. His style is my style, the fighting style that I use every week with my sparring partners. And this freestyle approach is one of the great things to shadowboxing that I'm actually putting into the game. You are going to have just as much control as I do here, in just as much freedom as I do here, controlling your character. Shadowboxing allows you to have this rhythm that you can take into your sparring sessions and use against your opponent. And that rhythm, that moving from move to move and positioning yourself afterwards to be in an advantageous position, just like shooting pool, where you take the cue ball and you move it into position for the next shot. Shadowboxing allows you to have that kind of practice. Now, I do speed up a little bit at the end as I'm starting to get loosened up a little bit. I didn't quite go full speed here just because it was early on and I was, don't want to get hurt doing anything. But all of the characters are taking this approach, and you'll have this control, but to see them and to see that, you're going to have to subscribe. So click that button, and I'll see you next time.